from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Tucker behind the glass in for Kyle the rest of this week. All right, we'll get back to the phone lines here in just a couple minutes. And, of course, your calls on Nick Foles should his number be retired. We started today discussing a lot with Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni and the pressure and who is it on more for 2024. And, of course, Kyle Schwarber, I think he's this team's MVP. Three home runs last night. Phillies get a series victory. So they're in Arizona tonight. A little rematch of where it started to go wrong last October against the Diamondbacks. And Arizona's red hot right now, so it should be a really good series starting tonight against the Diamondbacks. But, Hugh, before we go anywhere else, we got to do a little stock up, stock down, Eagles training camp.
What you got?
Well, this was interesting yesterday. Darius Slay, speaking about the camp so far, something we've noticed on all the days that we've been out there, where we've heard, but he confirmed that this has been a much different kind of camp. Here's Slay yesterday on how camp has gone so far.
How are you feeling after 2 weeks of pretty humid conditions?
It's been real. It's been real now. It's been one of the hardest training camps by far as an Eagle. You know, it's good, though. Good work. And, you know, we need it. Getting in better shape, you know, so it's good for us.
So, Hugh, you know I'm going to give a stock up to on this one? Stock up, I'm going Nick Sirianni. I like that he changed camp. I mean, now look, we'll find out as the year goes on how much effect it has and what he did. But they made a change, Hugh. I mean, like, last year we were out there for some of the practices. Some of the practices last year were an hour and 10 minutes. They were off the field. I remember one show we did last summer from training camp where I think we had a guest in our RV at like 11:15, right? If the practice starts at 10 o'clock, that means it wasn't a long practice. This year, just being out there from what we heard, from what Darius Slay said, Hugh, it feels like it's been a totally different kind of camp in terms of the work they're doing.
Yeah, man, they've been putting in work, and you can see the guys out there that they're just trying to get right. Everybody that we talked to or you know, we heard from, they were talking about how different this camp is and how it's been more of a business-like atmosphere.
Yep.
And that, I think that's important, man, especially when you're talking about the expectations of this football team and where they want to be. You got to have that business-like atmosphere.
All right, so that's a stock up, is Nick Sirianni for him changing the way camp is going here and maybe making it more, you know, advantageous, them getting off to a good start and sustaining it through the season. But, Hugh, I the stock down I'm going to go with, it's not Darius Slay for his play, but, Hugh, it just feels to me the writing's on the wall. These young guys are getting close to being ready. I wonder how long into this season Darius Slay is an unquestioned starter outside a corner. And I don't think it's because he's played poorly. That's not my point. Just, Hugh, every time we hear about their corners, it's like Quinyon Mitchell's playing well, and Kelee Ringo's playing well, and Isaiah Rogers is playing well. I just wonder if the day is coming quicker than we think that they say the young guys have surpassed him.
Well, I think part of that, the reason why you haven't heard Slay's name mentioned as much, I think part of that is because Slay is Slay. You know, I mean, you know, you hear it, oh, he's been playing well, because it's expected from him. You know, I mean, he's expected to be the starter. But I also feel like, you know, with these young guys getting praised the way that they're getting praised, does that inadvertently make him a little expendable?
Well, you know? It could. And, you know, this, you know what, it kind of, the comp is what happened with Lito and Sheldon Brown, right? Because they had two corners that could still play, but were a little older, and then they drafted and they were prepared for the next run. So that's possible. It just plays itself out over a full year. It also could go quicker than that. Jeff McClain today in the Inquirer, in his practice notes, wrote that, you know, seeing Rod, this is from this article, seeing Rodgers and Ringo on the field together with Mitchell in the slot suggests that Slay will eventually become expendable. I mean, that day's, I don't know when that day's coming, but sometimes these things happen faster than you think. I mean, I think back to 2016, they thought they were going to sit Carson Wentz for a full year. And then within 3 weeks after that idea, he was the starting quarterback and Sam Bradford was on another team. So that is certainly something on my mind. Hugh, one more stock up. I need your take on this because this was interesting when I saw it. So I saw a story for Pro Football Talk that said Jalen Carter working with the Eagles' edge rushers.
Yeah, trying to get that pass rush going. I don't have a problem with that, man.
Do you think he would do well at it?
I was trying to envision how they would line him up. Now, I could see him playing in that nine, you know, getting off the ball with him on one side and Bryce Huff outside of him and running stunts. He's the problem because you're going to probably have to, I'm guessing, if you see him out there on the end as big and as physical as he is, you're probably going to want to slide protection his way, especially if you have a Nolan Smith or somebody that's lined up over there with them. So, you know, you have those two guys on one side, and you have Jordan Davis in the middle, and he's doing his job, taking up two. That could potentially be a problem.
The thing I think is cool about it is, you know, if he's more versatile, it helps them if there's a matchup. If there's a tackle on another team that's kind of weak, and you think he can rush off the edge, they can move him now, Hugh. That just makes him an even better player. But I wasn't expecting to see that Jalen Carter's working with the edge rushers here. So certainly something to keep in the back of our mind tomorrow night, first preseason game. 215-592-9494. Tom in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Joe. Hugh, how are you?
Hey, Tom. What's up, buddy?
Listen, I have to agree with you 100% on two things today, Joe.
What are we agreeing on? What do you got?
Listen, we should retire number nine.
Tell him, Tom. Convince Hugh on this, because I got Hugh over here. He's not committed to this one.
All right, well, listen, the guy has had a very, like, mediocre career, but every accomplishment he's ever done has been in the Eagles uniform. All right, he's got his cleats in the Hall of Fame for the 7-touchdown game. Okay, now he could have had 8, but they pulled him early in the fourth quarter.
It is true. 7 touchdowns in a game. It speaks to, Tom, he wasn't just good for a couple playoff games. He also had other moments like that 2013 season, 27 touchdowns, 2 picks.
Yes, and then our championship season, he's our only championship, our only Super Bowl quarterback ever. And what he did in the NFC Championship game and then followed it up in the Super Bowl, going against Tom Brady and Belichick, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, no, I get
it. This is monumental. Like, this is stuff. Like, unless we can duplicate it again, this is all we have. This guy needs to be retired. Everything he's ever done has been in an Eagles uniform.
That adds to it, Tom. For me, it adds to it for me that, you know, he did bounce around, right? The Rams and the Chiefs and the Colts and the Bears and the Jaguars, but he never did anything anywhere else. It's like midnight green for him was like Superman's cape.
Yes, and everything he's ever done has been in an Eagles uniform. So, yeah, I want to retire his number. I mean, because I've never seen another Super Bowl, and I don't know if I'll never see another one. So, yes, I want to retire his number. okay, the statue's cute and all that, but, you know, whatever. But I want to retire his number because what he did in that, and he did it coming off the bench. You know, he wasn't the quarterback the whole year long. He had to come off the bench because we had an injured quarterback. And what he did was just phenomenal. And I just think they should retire it.
Yeah, I always think, Tom, with retired numbers or Hall of Fames, it's like, can you tell the story of the team without that guy? And you can't. There's no way to tell the story of the Eagles without right. Nick Foles. He's a huge part of it.
Right. And let me go to the Phillies real quick. And I definitely agree with you, Joe. Schwarber right now in his current stage, and I'm going to say with you, you know, it's the moment. Schwarber is the MVP right now. He is carrying our team. He's the leader of the team. And until Harper like starts coming back, which he will, okay, he's a true MVP. But until then, Schwarber is the MVP of the Phillies right now.
Well, and what he did last night, I mean, Tom, he basically won that game by himself. I mean, I know Phillips, you know, had a nice little gutty start, and Rojas helped with coming off the bench with the injury to Hayes, but 3 home runs, 7 runs batted in. I mean, he won them a series last night.
Now, I'll tell you what, it's amazing. Like, how is our pitching keeping Ohtani, like, pretty much batless? Like Ohtani is pretty much the best player in the major leagues. And we have shut him down 2 series in a row. Like, this is amazing.
You are right. I mean, Tom, he has been incredible. He's the overwhelming favorite to win the MVP in the National League. But against the Phillies this year, I know he had the home run the other night, but he hasn't done much. No, so in the 6 games, Tom, and this is a big thing when we get to the playoffs because they might need to do it again. He at 6 games, he had 227 with only a 659 OPS. I mean, they really held him down for 6 games.
And I agree with the aggressiveness. Like you've got to go back to old baseball and, you know, hit for tat. You know, you hit my guy, I'm going to come back at you and I'm going to put it under your chin. I mean, that's the way it should be. Yeah.
Well, you got to send a message. I mean, especially because Castellanos was so upset at Tom, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, that's a good point by Tom here. They really did a good job on Ohtani in the 6 games.
Yeah, they did, man. And I like the fact that the way that they played last night, they played with attitude. They played with swagger. They let people know that they're not going to be pushed around. No pushovers.
Yeah, last night felt like early in the season where they would add extra runs and they'd pour on extra runs and they would win by a good amount. That felt different. And I fully believe that they're out of their worst. I think that, you know, rock bottom was probably Saturday night and what happened with the blown lead in Seattle. But they're past it. They're past it. They won with good pitching on Sunday. They dropped the opener in Los Angeles, still come back to win the series. I like where they are, and this could be a big weekend against the Diamondbacks, a team that's red hot right now, and of course we know what happened last year in the playoffs, so get back there and try to get some wins. Black Gritty is
Black
up
Gritty.
On... Hey, Black Gritty.
You what to do, Joy Bear? Are you going to eat your cornbread?
Yeah, you caught it. Eat your cornbread. Can't let nobody take your cornbread, man.
Hey, let me tell you something. I ain't been to jail, but if you go, the only reason you give up snacks is for trade, you know what I mean? And get yourself some smokes to survive. Yeah,
I said it in the nicest way possible.
Right. Find your big Hugh Douglas and make him your friend, you know what I mean? If you ain't trading, you better throw it in the trash. Don't you give nothing away out here. You gotta survive. Let me talk to you about the Phillies and, of course, the Eagles. My goodness gracious, they retaliated. Don't start no stuff, won't be no stuff. I know one thing, like the manager, like confidence don't be blowing his top. Like sometimes I'm like, bro, say something. You have the assistant manager in there, somebody that can yell, do something. So when they do something, I'm like, thank goodness. Because they always talk about the clubhouse and sticking up for each other and being together. And not do it. Show me. Baseball is all about the unwritten rules. Check them. You know what I mean? Check yourself where you wreck yourself.
It's about time. Good. It's about time they did it.
And so they turn around, they won a series, and I go out there and do it again. Go out there and do it again. You know what? I don't care if it's Schwarber. I don't care who it is right now, MVP. Just get these George W's. Let's rack these things up and show me that you can do some adjustments and get the vibe back. Because last night, I didn't even tweet. I was like, let me just shut up and just watch the game. And it was so hard not to say nothing over my mouth because I'm scared. I could go up 19-0. And why am I still worried if it's not the ninth inning? You know what I'm saying?
I got you. You know what? Last night felt like more of the beginning of the season. They added runs on. That was the Phillies we got used to earlier this season.
It felt so good. Now, as far as the Birds are concerned, Nick Foles, thank you for your service. I always appreciate you. You ain't got to pay for nothing if I'm around. If I'm broke, I'll steal it for you. I appreciate you, and I thank you. Jiminy Christmas. But did they retire Doug Williams' number?
I don't know if his number's retired in Washington. I will look.
No, but he's working there. He's part of the organization.
Yeah. Somebody Google that. Because if he didn't get it, then Nick shouldn't get it. I'm just saying. I mean, one shining moment again. I appreciate you, and I thank you. And you got the Lord. You ain't got to pay for beer, dinner, steak, nothing. But I'm just saying, dude, like, no, your body of work means something. You know what I'm saying? Like, body of work means something for retiring your number. Now, again, let's have another nine on there, like another 7, 8 times, 9 years. It's something when I see somebody wearing Jaws' number, I always, like, thought, like, man, I wouldn't like that. But I also like paying now just back to old players and stuff like that. So I don't like retiring a whole bunch of numbers. You know what I'm saying? We're already trying to get rid of Kelsey's number. They're probably going to do Brandon Graham's number. Like, there's a lot of numbers coming up about to be taken off the board. So let's just hold Nick there so QB coming in the future can try and live up to that hype. I appreciate y'all. I thank you. And don't never ever take your cornbread. Let's not go to jail, guys. Let's stay safe in these streets. I talk to y'all.
You got it, Black Gritty. So from what I found, no, it does not look like Doug Williams' number is retired. The last number that – I mean, the Commanders have stunk for a while, so they don't retire many jerseys. I think Sean Taylor was the last jersey number they retired.
Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah. Because they put not a statue, but something. Remember they put something up?
Yes.
They got a lot of
it was like a mannequin.
Yeah, it was.
Sean Taylor was an amazing player.
Yeah,
obviously,
it was, man.
Sad story how his life ended. So, Black Rudy brought up something interesting that are they going to have a lot of retired numbers coming up here, right? Because the Super Bowl team is aging out. You know, like some of them have already retired, like Jason Kelsey and Fletcher Cox,
mm-hmm.
but more to come. Lane Johnson was on that team. Brandon Graham was on that team. I wonder how many. So Hugh, they're all going to join you in the Eagles Hall of Fame. Lane,
no question.
Brandon, Fletcher, Kelsey, Foles. They're all going to be in the Eagles Hall of Fame. But the question is, how many of those guys get their number retired? Kelsey will. Fletcher will. I think Lane is going to as well.
Now,
Brandon, Brandon get his number retired?
Now.
Here's what I was about to say.
Because if you retire Foles' number, damn it, you better retire Brandon's.
I agree with you.
I mean, it's one of those things.
Well, he made the play in the Super Bowl and the longevity.
Yes. So it's one of those things, man. It's like it's gonna be a couple numbers. We're gonna have a team with not that many numbers to have. We're gonna start making up numbers.
Well, luckily in football,
like 0-7 and all this other stuff. Like
yeah,
0-7.
And you do have 53 roster spots.
Yeah, and it's gonna be one of them things where you know you're gonna have to start. It's gonna be two people wearing the same numbers. It's gonna be like college. You got a lot of numbers to retire. I don't know, like. I would say right now, as of today, Lane Johnson number does not get retired. As of today.
But do you think? I think it will one day.
You know what I mean? But we're talking, like, because it's hard to fathom. I mean, you're probably right. But, you know, when you talk about, I'm thinking about the immediate guys. Fletch number, probably not. Lee Fletch was a hell of a player. Not like, I'm not.
All right, so
I'm
who's taking, a lock? So Jason's a lock. Jason's a lock. They're retiring 62.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
I mean, because like Jason to me is as good as those players are. You're talking about from that team. Jason is by far in rarefied air. Like he's in a stratosphere.
I agree.
Like nobody else. So that to me is a no-brainer.
You bring up an interesting point on Brandon. Now Brandon, if we're doing it for Foles, Brandon Graham made the strip sack.
Yeah, he
and
did.
He has the most games played in Eagles history.
Yeah. Like, if we're doing it for him, then we got to do it for Brandon. So that's where you look at that.
But then couldn't I make a point that Lane Johnson's a better player than Brandon? So that he's got to get
in? You can make that, but that doesn't necessarily mean Lane to get in.
No, I know.
I'm about to say this. Don't get mad at anybody because y'all
are being a little snowflake. No, I'm going to stand up.
He's an offensive lineman.
But so is Jason Kelsey.
Yeah, he is. But he's in, like I said, Jason's in rarefied air. Jason is in our hearts and in our minds. Jason, like... And this definitely does not have anything to do with his success on the field. But Jason's not going to have to wait long to get into the Hall of Fame because he...
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah,
Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He's wildly popular.
Of course. And six All Pros. You hear it often.
You're in a position where they can't wait till your 5 years is up. Like, seriously. Like, when you talk about everything that Jason has done, the potential of his podcast taking off in a way that not a whole lot of people's podcasts have taken off, the fact that he has options whether to be in the public eye or become a coach,
you do whatever
is phenomenal. Like, dude, we talked about that the other day, and I'm like, dog, you are living the absolute dream of a retired player. Like, you hit the ground running. You have so many different avenues. You have so many different streams of income that you're bringing in. You're going to make way more money than you ever did playing football. That is phenomenal. And he's, like I said, he's wildly popular. Like, so he's one of those guys, man, that if he suggested it, that I need my number retired, nobody's going to push back on that. Nobody.
It does. I agree with you. If you put Foles in, it changes the criteria a little bit. How could you keep the other guys off that team? Tucker, would you say those five from the Super Bowl team will end up with their... Let's leave Foles off for a second because he's unique. The other four all will have their number retired?
I don't know. Tough thing because, the Eagles already have 10 numbers retired.
So we'd be up to 15 if we went this far.
And I just looked it up. The most in the NFL right now is the Chicago Bears at 14.
And they've been around a little bit longer, right?
And they've had a little bit more history than the Eagles, right?
But they've only won once, too.
No, but they won a lot more.
Oh, sure. Way back
50 years ago. Yeah. I guess the Eagles have, too. But, yeah, I think that's why you have the Eagles Hall of Fame, isn't it? Like, same thing with the Phillies. You know, I know we have that debate about should they retire, Hamels and Rollins and Utley and Howard. There's another step for that, and I think that is the team's Hall of Fame or Wall of Fame. I just think someone like Brandon Graham really fits into that category really nicely. Like, I just think retiring numbers shouldn't be for franchise legends. It should be for NFL legends who played for your franchise.
So that would be Kelsey.
I think so. I think Kelsey and Cox, if he gets in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but again, to the Foles thing, it kind of changes the criteria a little bit. And it opens it up to those guys who are on the same team as him. Anthony is up next on WIP. Hey, Anthony.
Guys, how's it going?
Good, what's Anthony. What's up, pal?
Nothing. 2 days in a row I'm calling. I wasn't planning on that, but obviously I have to for Foles' retirement. So Foles' number should absolutely be retired. And I'm glad you guys just said about BG, because BG absolutely should have his retired too. That strip sack was huge. But, you know, we can all agree that Foles didn't have, you know, there were some places he went and he was like non-existent. But like Tom just said a couple callers back, Foles came here to the city and blew up. Like, it just lit him up. And when Carson went down, we were all worried. We were all thinking, damn, there goes the season. And not one person was thinking Foles is going to step in and beat the GOAT of the game, the GOAT coach, in like a high-scoring game.
Oh, you, Anthony, you were right. Really, like, special. Even the most optimistic person, the day that Carson went down or the next day when we got the news, thought, all right, maybe they could run the ball, play defense, get to the Super Bowl out of the NFC. But if I had said that next night, Nick Foles would throw the ball 43 times, score 41 points, and light up Bill Belichick, everyone would have laughed at me. Like, no one would have believed that.
Yeah, and we kind of were. I mean, Johnny Marks with his tattoo and everything. Like, I mean, it goes. But also, last thing, if you guys remember, there was, like, some tension with Alshon and Carson.
Yep.
And you know, I'm not telling you guys nothing you don't already know, but those little details matter too, man, because this guy came in and gave us a breath of fresh air that we didn't even know we had. He didn't even know he had. I mean, we went in. I remember them being like, Minnesota's got the best number one defense in the league. Like, Minnesota's defense, what? You know, like, man, we just it has to be retired. Foles is legendary. He brought us our first Lombardi, and BG had that strip sack. So I'm down with both of them. Of course, Kelsey, I fear Fletcher and Lane are not.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for them to parse the two of it. Because they're all great players and all great Eagles. Anthony, what do you got on the Phillies?
I just wanted to say, yeah, last night was huge. I really think we're back. That, man. How about Schwarber, man? He is just, like, that was crazy. I'm still obviously cheering on the Phillies. I'm waiting for that, waiting for him to bring that World Series to him.
Well, I think this is the year. Anthony, we preached the phone call. And, yeah, look, I think they're out of the worst of it. That's the most important part. And we'll find out, because the Diamondbacks are playing really well right now. Their offense has been on fire. So this should be a fun series starting tonight. 215-592-9494. You know what we got to do when we get back? We got to hear about Hugh's time with the morning show today. Did we get a resolution? Does Hugh owe John Ritchie $10,000? Hugh will tell us about his visit with the morning show coming up. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The best place to bet the games this summer is FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Then you can bet on all your favorite international teams in all your favorite sports, from basketball to badminton to soccer to swimming. FanDuel has it all. So don't miss your chance to score $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up and start betting the games today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Tucker Bagley in for Kyle Behind the Glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. I got to tell you, Hugh, I'm dragging this week. Today you hit me. All these West Coast games.
Yes, yeah.
Whew.
I was just thinking about that. Yeah, I was like, I'm tired. And that's what it is.
I stayed up fully, like the whole thing through the ninth inning last night. I even had coffee at like 10:30, so I was good. Like, I was awake, but then I had a little struggle falling asleep. So I'm on like 4 hours, 5 hours.
Early start tonight.
Yeah, it's the routine. It's like the routine is thrown off.
Yeah. Tucker's right. We have a little bit of that 9:40 start tonight. It's going to feel so much earlier. 10:10 is a late game. It's like you're at 10 o'clock. We're still like 12 minutes until they're actually going to throw the first pitch. So 9:40 tonight, Phillies and the Diamondbacks. I think that's a Coby Allard night. Probably his last start. So I saw your guy, actually not your guy, but somebody's guy, Taijuan Walker.
Taijuan.
He made his rehab start last night. It sounds like Taijuan's coming back to rotation next week against the Marlins when they come home. So Taijuan could be back very soon. And then
he didn't strong arm his way back into the lineup.
No, this time it's more like they made him earn it, and he's going to be back next week. And then it seems like Ranger Suarez is probably not too far behind. So the Coby Allard, Tyler Phillips 2 weeks here, that's probably coming to an end. But I thought Phillips in particular did a pretty good job. He had the blow up last Friday against Seattle, but I thought he pitched well for the Phillies here. Which, I mean, you need that through a full season. You're going to need someone to step up and help you out when you have injuries. By the way, the opposite of stepping up, the Atlanta Braves, who everyone told me to be worried about in this division,
falling off.
They're down 8-0 this afternoon to the Brewers. I think the Braves have lost now 4 in a row, so today would be 5. And if the Brewers hold on, again, they're up 8-0 in the middle of this game, the Phillies will be back up 8 games in the division on both the Braves and the Mets. So the cushion grows back up. I'm not concerned about the division. Now it's just about getting back on track and keep winning series. Phillies, Diamondbacks. And Hugh, you went on the morning show today.
Yes, I did.
Did we have a some sort of final announcement here? Are you going to go to the bank and pay?
No, I'm not paying.
Come on now.
I mean, I speculated on why he's asking for, you know, money.
Oh,
I speculate.
Life-changing events or something?
Yeah, he got stuff going on. You know,
did he acknowledge that his life is changing?
He looked at me and he just kind of smiled a little bit. Okay. And we just kind of left it like that. But yeah, I mean, everything is fine. I don't owe him any money. He kind of looked at it now. And he knows he put me in, you know, the offensive line. They put me in a bad spot.
So you think the video that we unearthed kind of put him in his place? Helped,
yeah, because he said he didn't remember. You know, we tend to misremember when we get older. We tend to do that. You know, like that whole 10 miles to school back and forth thing. We misremember stuff like that. Knowing that we rode in mom's air-conditioned vehicle
right
both ways. You know, she came and picked us up from school and she dropped us off. So, yeah, but, you know, that's what we do.
So now that I'm finding out that Richie, after seeing the highlight of the play, doesn't think you owe him the money, Tucker, I think that you and I and Rod Lakin and Mike Angelina, we're kind of like Hugh's lawyers on this thing. We got him off from the $10,000 fine, so we should get some money. So
yeah, I was pretty confident in our defense when I showed John Ritchie the video of the play,
yeah.
And he was insistent that the white fullback wearing number 40 wasn't him.
As if there was a lot of those guys running around.
And I listened back to him describing it. He describes the tight end going in motion and, you know, him lining up as, you know, kind of the quasi-halfback.
Yeah.
In that thing, and then I showed him the video and said, nah, that's not the play. That can't be me.
Well, how many guys look like that playing fullback for the Raiders back then? So,
no.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, your lawyers really helped you out on this one.
Appreciate it.
We got you through. 2-1.
So now y'all want to get paid?
Well, I'm just saying that like we didn't
charge. Sounds like an extra $10K rolling around somewhere.
Hold up.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I know you've been
sitting here all day. We helped you out.
I just bought a trampoline.
For yourself?
For my son.
Oh.
Bought a trampoline. Because that's
like
what he wanted
one?
For his birthday. Yeah, that's what he wanted for. I ain't spending no more money. And it was not cheap. Trampolines are not cheap. And you know what the thing that bothers me about this trampoline is?
You're going to have to throw it out at some point.
Dude, he's going to jump on it Saturday, Sunday. That's it. And then we won't see that trampoline no more.
So he's about to be 6?
Yes.
Harper? Yeah, I mean, that age, it's like fads. They go through, like, they love this for 2 weeks and then maybe not so much.
You know, every parent has gone through this, Joey, and I'm pretty sure you have. When you try... This is when parenting becomes like hard, because as a parent, you want to be practical, but you also want your kids to try to understand like the concept. So I'm trying to explain to a 5-year-old, hey, you know, you're probably not going to jump on that trampoline that much. Ain't trying to hit nothing you talking about.
Well, because in his mind, he's into the trampoline.
Yeah, he's getting the trampoline. And I'm trying to tell everybody like, dog, he's going to jump on this damn trampoline. For 3 days at the most, it's going to be 3 days. Because you know the little swing sets that you get kids and stuff? They work that swing set like maybe 5 days. And then after that, it's just back there collecting dust and being home for spiders. Same thing. But he got one, so he's happy. So that, you know, I guess I'm happy.
Well, I mean,
but not really.
But if he stops jumping on it, you can.
I'm not jumping on a trampoline.
When was the last time you jumped on a trampoline?
Man, it's been some eons. It's been a long time. But it's just one of them things, man, when you look at it, you're like, a trampoline? Seriously?
Well, it's a good thing you have to pay Richie $10,000 because your wallet would be way
like that. Have to put together the trampoline?
No, they got, what's it called? I forgot what it's called. Jackrabbit or something, but somebody comes through and puts it on.
Task Rabbit.
There you go. Look at Tuck knowing
so
stuff.
So what is that? Is that like people that like, instead of you building it, they'll build it?
Yeah,
it's like, I don't know, like Uber or whatever. Like you pay a guy to come over and mow your lawn.
Oh, but for
like
this
build
is for
a shelf.
Build a trampoline, a shelf, a shed or whatever. All right, so.
Man, that's $700 for a trampoline, dog.
Well, to get your money's worth, I think you got to get on there.
Hell, I might as well, because I paid for it. I might as well be jumping on the trampoline.
Now, who gets to jump first? You or
he?
Oh,
he does.
Yeah, it's his birthday. All right, 215. But if you need Hugh this weekend, he might be on a trampoline somewhere in Jersey. Joe in the Northeast. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good,
hey,
Joe.
You know, my grandkids have trampolines, and, you know, you can get them that have the basket ball net attached. You know, it gives them a little something else to do. But, you know, in reference to those fun zones, they say, you know, it's kind of bad for kids about so many neck injuries that they get and they're not reported. You know, that's what I just saw on the internet. You know?
You know what? I did, like, Joe, to your point, I tried to tell everybody that, but nobody was, like, everybody's all full go for the trampoline. He'll jump on it for, like, a day, and then after that, it's a wrap. Money gone. Money gone.
And Reverend Joe, you made that, you know, you said that months ago that race was over, and it is. You know, the Braves, I've been listening to some of their games on 680, and they hadn't been shut out in like 38 home games till the Marlins got them, and then they got shut out the first game of the Brewers, you know, and now they're possibly getting shut out today, you know, and they now have Merrifield playing second base. You know, and now that Albies went out and then they lost another pitcher, they're going to be lucky to get into the playoffs.
Joe, it's funny you brought that up. I was just saying to Tucker on the last break, the Braves could miss the playoffs. So the Braves right now are a half game up on the Mets, but the Padres have jumped over them. The Diamondbacks have played well. I mean, there's a shot the Braves could miss the playoffs altogether this season.
Yeah, and Michael Harris is still out. I don't know when he's coming back. That kid is a real good ball. You know, next to Acuna and Rally, he's the next best player on that team. Mm. And, you know, he's still out. About the Phillies, Schwarber, you know, when we were in the World Series in 22, TV gave us that extra coverage of pregame and all that stuff. And you saw Schwarber in the pregames, and he was like the Pied Piper. Everybody, other team players were all around him out there on the field, you know, and I think he's a leader, especially off the field. And you know, Harper had the big shot at the bank, you know, against the Padres. But when it came to the NLS, I saw that Schwarber was hitting 375. Well, Harper, Turner, they were hitting in the low 200s. And Castellanos was under 100, mm-hmm. You know, so he came up big then. So, yeah, we need Harper, but this guy has an even keel. You don't see him rattled. You don't get frustrated. You know, even with the umpire sometimes, you know, he very rarely goes off on them. So, like I said, he is. Yeah, and they're going to have a decision to make next year. You know, that's his last year of his contract.
Joe, it's a good thing to bring up. Yeah, we talked about this a little bit before the show today, that next year is the final year of Schwarber's contract, too. I wonder if this offseason they think about an extension instead of going to that final year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to think long and hard about that, Joe. You really
last night. Oh, I'm sorry, you.
No, you got it.
Last night's game, you know, he had the 7 RBIs, but some big things happened there. Rojas' steal of second base, and Brandon Marsh shows that he knows how to bunt. You know, when, you know, Amaro was saying, oh, I would leave that hole open, you know, with Schwarber up there. No, we got to keep running like we're doing it. We did that in the first half, and we're adding on runs by getting that runner in the second. Rather than scoring a run, we're scoring two. So he stole that base, and Schwarber hit the shot down the right field line. He probably would have scored from first, but it made it a lot easier scoring. So they got to keep running. Even in tonight's series, Marino has a good arm, but you don't just steal on the catcher. You can steal on the pitcher. So don't be afraid. Keep running there, because a lot of our players are plus runners. It's only Harper, Castellanos, and Baum that are only, you know, average or below. But all those other guys are plus runners, and they got to keep running.
Well, especially days when you have Rojas out there. And you know what, Joe, I got to give Rojas credit. He's done a good job since his role changed. And when they call on him, like the Yankee game last week at extra innings or yesterday, he's helped. Great catch last night and some good at-bats by Rojas.
Right. If you have to use him to run the base. If you're not going to play him, you got to use him to run the bases and defense. Otherwise, I called in the other day. Our bench is real weak. I mean, we got Wilson, Sosa, Stubbs, and Rojas. So you're not going to bring Rojas up to pinch hit for somebody, you know? And although we're not going to pinch hit for a lot of our players, but we'll pinch hit maybe for Stubbs. We might pinch hit for Marsh, and we got to see about Hayes. But if you're not going to use him for running or giving him the spot start, then send him back down to the minor leagues. Maybe bring up Derek Hall, a left-handed bat. Somebody, you know, don't waste a kid.
Sure.
Kid on the bench.
By the way, Joe, before you go see him, did you see last night on the broadcast they highlighted your guy Cal Stevenson and what he's been doing?
Yeah, I saw that. Joe, I got down to Dave Dombrowski yesterday. I gave him a 4-page thing, and all the thing was about why didn't they have Juan Pierre teaching Rojas and the rest of the guys how to bunt. He was, you know, he's still living because he was in the crowd in Pittsburgh, remember, and that series, they showed you him and his children in the stands. He should have him. And I told him about Stevenson. I said, a guy like that, that has an eye at the plate and our lineup is flawed, you know, and same way with Topper pitching to pockets. You know, he got him a ninth inning guy,
yep.
Esteves,
yep.
You know. He's got to set roles for these guys. I don't care what he says about, you know, his thing about pitching the pockets, Joe. That would be good if you could have if you didn't have the three batter rule and you got the situational left hander, you could bring in the face.
Yeah,
one batter.
It's like it works if it works, right? Like if you get all three outs, then you can set up the next one. And Joe, we appreciate the phone call. How about this, Hugh? So we now have two of our listeners who have either written personal letters or tried to contact the team to get their ideas across. I mean, that you don't get that passion everywhere. It was
the baseball team or the, like, because didn't somebody call the football team?
It
as well?
His name is escaping me now. It was last football season. Remember that?
Yeah.
He wanted Cartwright to talk to the team.
You don't like me. Because I guess.
Why is his name escaping me right now?
Yeah, but.
You know,
yeah,
one of our callers, the Cartwright letters. Yeah.
He just completely would ignore me.
Yeah, and then. Because he tried to get it to Sirianni. He kept writing Sirianni letters to talk to the team.
Yeah,
for John Cartwright.
Yeah, it sounded different. It was different.
And then we have Joe here.
Joe's pretty thorough.
Oh,
Joe's pretty
so thorough. And he's got the 4-page, you know, report to get to Dombrowski. I like that. I mean, if you know, you got something to say. Write it up, get it to the GM of the team, and we get things done around here.
The other guy was not having my shenanigans. He just completely ignored me when he called.
He didn't think you were an ally. I mean, that's what
it was. He was right.
He didn't think that you thought that John Cartwright should talk to the team. You know what? In retrospect, couldn't have hurt.
No, but he was like, because I didn't know who he was. He got mad because I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know everybody. I mean, it's not my – I mean, you know, that's why you got to – sometimes you got to educate people. He ain't feel like educating me, though. I think I rubbed him in the wrong way.
Well, it happens every once in a while. Yeah. What are you going to do? All right. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Is Kyle Schwarber the Phillies MVP? 66% voting yes on that one. And how about this? The people have let you know, Hugh Douglas, where they stand. Should the Eagles retire Nick Foles as number 9? 64% yes. Retire that number.
And you know what the sad part about it? I'm going to walk down the street today, and somebody's going to yell at me, you're a hater?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You're a hater.
A total hater.
And I'm like, no, I have a difference of opinion. I'm not allowed to have a difference of opinion.
You are. It's talk radio.
This is hate. I'm just a hater, though. That's
you know
what
you are. You like to be a real realist with Nick Foles. We get in our Nick Foles la la land, you bring us right back down.
When I first got here and I compared, when they were talking about I would rather have Michael Vick than Nick Foles, they let, oh, man.
One game to win one game, give me Foles.
Oh, man,
Eagles
they,
uniform.
They threatened to stop listening to the show. They told me to go back to Atlanta.
Yeah, they let you hear it.
Yeah. Guess what? I still take Michael Vick over Nick Foles.
Well, one guy's got Lombardi. One guy does not.
No, he does. And he had a magical moment, man. He had a magical moment. More moments.
It was great games.
And I'm not trying to diminish what Nick Foles brought to the table. I'm just looking at it as the complete body of work. See, we're like, and I get where people are coming from. That's why I'm not mad when they feel that way, because Nick Foles brought us something that we've never had before. I get that, and I respect that because I was a part of that, and we didn't get it done, and he did. And so don't think that's the case. I just feel like, you know, when you talk about other guys that have put in work, a lot of work in the NFL, that's just kind of where I'm at with it.
You know what's about to happen after all this?
What's that?
When he goes into the Eagles Hall of Fame, they're going to put you in the back of the ceremony. You're going to
I'm going to be
back
right
row.
Back there. I probably won't even go because I'm not going to let them embarrass me like that.
You got to go.
No.
It's an induction.
I don't know why. I shouldn't say this on air. I forgot where I put my jacket.
What?
I don't know where I put it.
You lost your jacket?
I ain't lose it.
They don't keep it there?
No. I ain't lose it. I just forgot where I put it.
Well, hold on a second. Where could it be?
Well, I did move.
Yeah, well, kind of.
And I didn't bring it with me.
So it's at storage in Atlanta?
Maybe.
Okay.
I ain't seen.
Boy, yeah, if you lost that jacket.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem.
So what do? You got to ask for another one?
I'm not asking. Well, I got Dan Maroney. My man Dan Maroney, I'll show him a picture.
You realize this is live. People can hear this.
No, you just did. Dan's listening.
I just asked for you.
No, Dan's listening. He got me. I'm pretty sure if I need a jacket, I can get one made.
But where is the other one? There could be an imposter Hugh Douglas wearing an Eagles Hall of Fame jacket running around.
I don't think nobody. Well, we did have an imposter Hugh Douglas about a week ago.
Did you hear that, Tucker?
I did not.
We did on Polygraph Day, the best lie you've ever told. And we had a caller. You remember his name, Hugh? It was Manny?
I think it was Manny.
Manny that Overbrook. I think that's who it was. He said back during Hugh's playing days, he shared a resemblance to Hugh. Size, hair, like people thought he looked like him. So when he went out, he used to tell women that he was Hugh Douglas, not just for not a single night. He had girlfriends that thought he was Hugh Douglas for months at a time.
Yeah.
Maybe I should try that.
Yeah, I think that dog won't hunt.
Yeah. I don't think it would work.
Plus, you got a girlfriend that would probably put hands on you.
Well, she's my fiance now.
Yeah. So. Okay, I'm sorry. No disrespect. If she's listening, no disrespect.
Yeah, it was Tucker's idea. I mean, he's the one that's in trouble.
She's going to put hands. She ain't about to put hands on me.
I just think it's so funny that there's someone out there that dated Hugh Douglas that did not. I mean, like, they did, but they didn't really.
It's like the episode of It's Always Sunny where they had the fake Donovan McNabb.
That's exactly what it was. So that was the best lie, and I think that won the prize that day. Rob in Overbrook is up. Hey, Rob.
What's going on, guys?
How we doing?
You?
Hey. How you doing, man?
All right. Hey, listen. Nick, before I get to the Phillies, Nick Foles definitely needs that thing retired. Him and Brandon Graham, they did something that no one else that played in the long history of the Eagles has done.
No, I get it. I totally get it. It's just that when I think about it, you see Nick in the time that he was here and he started that season and what all the – I see Nick in three games. That's kind of how I view Nick. But I get it. I totally get it.
Sometimes three games is enough. I mean, look at Bryce Harper, the three games he had in the World Series, in a championship series.
I mean, it's a little different. Bryce Harper's been the chosen one since he was like 10.
Right, he has two NL MVPs.
Yeah, he's been like chosen. Yeah.
You know what? You know, don't give me that MVP stuff. Let me tell you something. Baseball to me, and I've been watching sports for 50-something years, baseball to me is the least important MVP. I mean, Mike Trout's got three of them. So what? I mean, you know, you
that
got guys that win MVPs, and they haven't done squat. And then, for me, you know, they trade – I mean, he leaves Washington, and they win the World Series the next year without him. So he's not all that great.
Well, but I think it just shows that only one player can only do so much in baseball. I mean, that's the reality.
Yeah, well, that's the excuse. I mean, before
it's the truth.
Two years ago, he just had a baby. You know, people need to stop me. I listen to your station. I get so – disgusted with people making excuses for this guy. I want to throw up in my mouth. I mean, people just keep this thing going. Every time you turn around, it's an excuse for Bryce Harper not coming through. If you don't come through, you don't come through.
But come through a lot. He's been a good Philly. They've been the last 2 years in a World Series and NLCS. It's not like he fails a lot.
He didn't. But the biggest moment of the stage, and you tell you this, I mean, you can come through in the NFL championship game. You can come through in the playoffs. If you don't come through in the Super Bowl, Hugh, what does that mean?
You ain't doing John.
Yeah, well, there it is. You know, he wants more money. Oh, he deserves this. Or he had a kid. Oh, come on, stop it, please. The guy, let me tell you something. When I called your station when they signed Bryce Harper, and I said this, you know, the Phillies are going down a slippery road here by signing this guy because now you got to start spending whenever this guy wants you to spend. And you got to become the Yankees or the Dodgers.
And that's what has happened.
No, because they didn't really do much with the trade deadline. It doesn't seem like
But since he got here, they signed Trey Turner. They signed Schwarber. They signed Castellanos. They spent a lot of money.
Yeah, but how many 300 million guys do you need to fail, Hugh?
But, I mean, you say they have the best record in baseball. What, they haven't failed this year.
But they haven't won anything yet.
But the playoffs haven't started yet. What are they supposed to win right now?
Well, you know what? When they win, that's when we'll talk. But don't give me this narrative and these superlatives when they, you know, because they're the best record in June or July. I mean, come on.
Well, what are we supposed to do? Not react till October? I mean, like, that's not how it works. I mean, Rob, we preached the phone call. I mean, you could be skeptical they're going to win the whole thing. That's fine. But you could also acknowledge they've had a good season.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I hear where Rob's come from, but Bryce Harper, I mean, he's been a phenomenal player his whole career, like his whole baseball career. Like, he's been, like, he has a body of work. Now, granted, he needs to win a World Series. He doesn't have that on his resume, but he does have a body of work.
All right, we have a statement here Jeff Lurie put out about Nick Foles. I'll read it to you before we hand it over to the afternoon guys. Quote, Nick Foles always carried himself with the utmost class and integrity, demonstrating through his actions both on and off the field what it meant to be a Philadelphia Eagle. I'm just going to interject. This is my commentary. That sounds like a number you retire. All right, continuing. He was the ultimate competitor, an inspiring teammate, a true representative of our city, and, of course, a Super Bowl champion. As important as he was under center, it was his positive demeanor, approachability, and kindness toward others that resonated with everyone and continues to speak to his great character. We congratulate the Foles family on Nick's celebrated career and retirement. Sounds like a number you retire.
Maybe.
That was a very nice statement.
I mean, it is his team. He do what he wants.
He does what he wants. That's absolutely true. All right, Hugh Douglas, we got ourselves a baseball game tonight, and it's a big one. Phillies and the Diamondbacks tonight.
And it's
Arizona.
A little earlier.
Yeah, 9:40. It does feel a lot earlier than 10:10. Man, that is a late night start. All right, what do you think tonight? You think they're going to hit, continue?
Bryce Harper has a big night.
How about this? What if Bryce puts one in the pool in Arizona?
Ben, we don't need Garrett Stubbs to say anything about the pool.
I'm good with Garrett Stubbs not talking anyway, because that last time he talked in Arizona didn't work out. You guys enjoy the game tonight. Phillies Diamondbacks 9:40. Afternoon show is next. I'm sure they'll have a lot on Nick Foles and his retirement here. We're back tomorrow on a tri-day Friday.
Oh, Friday tomorrow?
The week's almost over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, in the Northeast. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good,
hey,
Joe.
You know, my grandkids have trampolines, and you know, you can get them that have the basket ball net attached. You know, and it gives them a little something else to do. But, you know, in reference to those fun zones, they say, you know, it's kind of bad for kids about so many neck injuries that they get and they're not reported. You know, that's what I just saw on the internet. You know?
You know what? I did, like, Joe, to your point, I tried to tell everybody that, but nobody was, like, everybody's all full go for the trampoline. He'll jump on it for, like, a day, and then right after that, it's a wrap. Money gone. Money gone.
And Reverend Joe, you made that, you know, you said that months ago that race was over, and it is. You know, the Braves, I've been listening to some of their games on 680, and they hadn't been shut out in like 38 home games till the Marlins got them, and then they got shut out the first game of the Brewers, you know, and now they're possibly getting shut out today, you know, and they now have Merrifield playing second base. You know, and now the Albies went out, and then they lost another pitcher. They're going to be lucky to get into the playoffs.
Joe, it's funny you brought that up. I was just saying to Tucker on the last break, the Braves could miss the playoffs. So the Braves right now are a half game up on the Mets, but the Padres have jumped over them. The Diamondbacks have played well. I mean, there's a shot the Braves could miss the playoffs altogether this season.
Yeah, and Michael Harris is still out. I don't know when he's coming back. That kid is a real good ball. You know, next to Acuna and Raleigh, he's the next best player on that team. Mm. And, you know, he's still out. About the Phillies, Schwarber, you know, when we were in the World Series in 22, TV gave us that extra coverage of pregame and all that stuff. And you saw Schwarber in the pregames, and he was like the Pied Piper. Everybody, other team players were all around him out there on the field, you know, and I think he's a leader, especially off the field. And you know, Harper had the big shot at the bank, you know, against the Padres. But when it came to the NLS, I saw that Schwarber was hitting 375. Well, Harper, Turner, they were hitting in the low 200s. And Castellanos was under 100, mm-hmm. You know, so he came up big then. So, yeah, we need Harper, but this guy has an even keel. You don't see him rattled. You don't get frustrated. You know, even with the umpire sometimes, you know, he very rarely goes off on them. So, like I said, he is, you know, and they're going to have a decision to make next year. You know, that's his last year of his contract.
Joe, it's a good thing to bring up. Yeah, we talked about this a little bit before the show today, that next year is the final year of Schwarber's contract. I wonder if this offseason they think about an extension instead of going to that final year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to think long and hard about that, Joe. You really
last
do.
Night. Oh, I'm sorry, you.
No, you got it.
Last night's game, you know, he had the 7 RBIs, but some big things happened there. Rojas' steal of second base, and Brandon Marsh shows that he knows how to bunt. You know, mm-hmm. when, you know, Amaro was saying, oh, I would leave that hole open, you know, with Schwarber up there. No, we got to keep running like we're doing it. We did that in the first half, and we're adding on runs by getting that runner in the second. Rather than scoring a run, we're scoring two. So he stole that base, and Schwarber hit the shot down the right field line. He probably would have scored from first, but it made it a lot easier scoring. So they got to keep running, even in tonight's series. Marino has a good arm, but you don't just steal on the catcher. You can steal on the pitcher. So don't be afraid. Keep running there, because a lot of our players are plus runners. It's only Harper, Castellanos, and Baum that are only, you know, average or below. But all those other guys are plus runners, and they got to keep running.
Well, especially days when you have Rojas out there. And you know what, Joe, I got to give Rojas credit. He's done a good job since his role changed. And when they call on him, like the Yankee game last week at extra innings or yesterday, he's helped. Great catch last night and some good at-bats by Rojas.
Right. If you have to use them to run the base. If you're not going to play them, you got to use them to run the bases and defense. Otherwise, I called in the other day. Our bench is real weak. I mean, we got Wilson, Sosa, Stubbs, and Rojas. So you're not going to bring Rojas up to pinch hit for somebody, you know. And although we're not going to pinch hit for a lot of our players, but we'll pinch hit maybe for Stubbs. We might pinch hit for Marsh, and we got to see about Hayes. But if you're not going to use him for running or giving him the spot start, then send them back down to the minor leagues. Maybe bring up Derek Hall, a left-handed bat. Somebody, you know, don't waste a kid.
Sure.
Kid on the bench.
By the way, Joe, before you go see him, did you see last night on the broadcast they highlighted your guy Cal Stevenson and what he's been doing?
Yeah, I saw that. I got down to Dave Dombrowski yesterday. I gave him a four-page thing, and all the thing was about why didn't they have Juan Pierre teaching Rojas and the rest of the guys how to bunt. He was, you know, he's still living because he was in the crowd in Pittsburgh, remember, and that series, they showed you him and his children in the stands. He should have him. And I told him about Stevenson. I said, a guy like that, that has an eye at the plate and our lineup is flawed, you know, and same way with Topper pitching to pockets, you know, he got him a ninth inning guy,
yep.
Esteves,
yep.
You know. He's got to set roles for these guys. I don't care what he says about, you know, his thing about pitching the pockets, Joe, that would be good if you could have if you didn't have the three batter rule and you got the situational left-hander, you could bring in the face one batter.
Yeah, it's like it works if it works, right? Like if you get all three outs, then you can set up the next one. And Joe, we appreciate the phone call. How about this, Hugh? So we now have two of our listeners who have either written personal letters or tried to contact the team to get their ideas across. I mean, that you don't get that passion everywhere. It was
the baseball team or the, like, because didn't somebody call the football team?
It was his name is escaping me now. It was last football season. Remember that?
Yeah.
He wanted Cartwright to talk to the team.
You don't like me. Because I guess.
Is his name escaping me right now?
Yeah, but.
You know,
yeah,
one of our callers, the Cartwright letters. Yeah.
Then he just completely would ignore me.
Yeah, and then. Because he tried to get it to Sirianni. He kept writing Sirianni letters to talk to the team.
Yeah,
for John Cartwright.
Yeah, it sounded different. It was different.
And then we have Joe here.
Joe's pretty thorough.
Oh,
Joe's pretty
so thorough. And he's got the four-page, you know, report to get to Dombrowski. I like that. I mean, if you got something to say. Write it up, get it to the GM of the team, and we get things done around here.
The other guy was not having my shenanigans. He just completely ignored me when he called me.
He didn't think you were an ally. I mean, that's what it was.
Well, he was right. He was right.
He didn't think that you thought that John Cartwright should talk to the team. You know what? In retrospect, couldn't have hurt.
No, but he was like, because I didn't know who he was. He got mad because I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know everybody. I mean, it's not my – I mean, you know, that's why you got to – sometimes you got to educate people. He ain't feel like educating, though. I think I rubbed in the wrong way.
Well, it happens every once in a while. Yeah. What are you going to do? All right. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Is Kyle Schwarber the Phillies MVP? 66% voting yes on that one. And how about this? The people have let you know, Hugh Douglas, where they stand. Should the Eagles retire Nick Foles' number 9? 64% yes.
Yes.
Retire that number.
And you know what the sad part about it? I'm going to walk down the street today and somebody's going to yell at me, "You're a hater."
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're a hater.
A total hater.
And I'm like, no, I have a difference of opinion. I'm not allowed to have a difference of opinion.
You are. It's talk radio.
This is a hate. I'm just a hater, though.
You are. You like to be a real realist with Nick Foles. We get in our Nick Foles la-la land, you bring us right back down.
When I first got here and I compared, when they were talking about I would rather have Michael Vick than Nick Foles,
one game to win one game, give me Foles.
Oh,
Eagles uniform.
They threatened to stop listening to the show. They told me to go back to Atlanta.
Yeah, they let you hear it.
Yeah. Guess what? I still take Michael Vick over Nick Foles.
One guy's got Lombardi.
No, he does. And he had a magical moment, man. He had a magical moment. Were moments. Let me. And I'm not
it
trying to diminish.
It wasn't one throw. And I'm not great. Great games.
And I'm not trying to diminish what Nick Foles brought to the table. I'm just looking at it as the complete body of work. See, we're like, and I get where people are coming from. That's why I'm not mad when they feel that way, because Nick Foles brought us something that we've never had before. I get that. And I respect that, because I was a part of that and we didn't get it done and he did. And so don't think that's the case. I just feel like, you know, when you talk about other guys that have put in work, a lot of work, in the NFL, that's just kind of where I'm at with it.
You know what's about to happen after all this?
What's that?
When he goes into the Eagles Hall of Fame, they're going to put you in the back of the ceremony. You're going to
I'm
going to
be
back
right
row.
Back there. I probably won't even go, because I'm not going to let them embarrass me like that.
You got to go.
No.
It's an induction.
I don't know why. I shouldn't say this on air. I forgot where I put my jacket.
What?
I don't know where I put it.
You lost your jacket?
I ain't lose it.
They don't keep it there?
No. I ain't lose it. I just forgot where I put it.
Well, hold on a second. Where could it be?
Well, I did move.
Yeah, well, kind of.
And I didn't bring it with me.
So it's at storage in Atlanta?
Maybe.
Okay.
I ain't seen.
Boy, it's, if you lost that jacket.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem.
So what do you do? You got to ask for another one?
I'm not asking. Well, I got Dan Maroney. My man Dan Maroney, I'll show him a picture.
Here, you realize this is live. People can hear this.
No, Dan's listening.
I just asked for you.
No, Dan's listening. He got me. I'm pretty sure if I need a jacket, I can get one made.
But that means, but where is the other one? There could be an imposter Hugh Douglas wearing an Eagles Hall of Fame jacket running around.
I don't think nobody. Well, we did have an imposter Hugh Douglas about a week ago.
Did you hear that, Tucker?
I did not.
We did on Polygraph Day, the best lie you've ever told. And we had a caller. You remember his name, Hugh? It was Manny?
I think it was Manny.
Manny
that
Overbrook.
Right.
I think that's who it was. He said back during Hugh's playing days, he shared a resemblance to Hugh. Size, hair, like people thought he looked like him. So when he went out, he used to tell women that he was Hugh Douglas, not just for not a single nights. He had girlfriends that thought he was Hugh Douglas, months at a time.
Yeah.
Maybe I should try that.
Yeah, I think that dog won't hunt.
I don't think it would work.
Plus, you got a girlfriend that would probably put hands on you.
Well, she's my fiance now.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. No disrespect. If she's listening, no disrespect.
Yeah, it was Tucker's idea. I mean, he's the one that's in trouble.
She's going to put hands. She ain't about to put hands on me.
I just think it's so funny that there's someone out there that dated Hugh Douglas that did not. I mean, like, they did, but they didn't really.
It's like the episode of It's Always Sunny where they had the fake Donovan McNabb.
That's exactly what it was. So that was the best lie, and I think that won the prize that day. Rob in Overbrook is up. Hey, Rob.
What's going on, guys?
How are we doing?
You?
Hey.
How you doing,
man?
All right. Hey, listen. Nick, before I get to the Phillies, Nick Foles definitely needs that thing retired. Him and Brandon Graham, they did something that no one else that played in the long history of the Eagles has done.
No, I get it. I get it. I totally get it. It's just that when I think about it, you see Nick in the time that he was here and he started that season and what all the – I see Nick in three games. That's kind of how I view Nick. But I get it. I totally get it.
Sometimes three games is enough. I mean, look at Bryce Harper, the three games he had in the World Series, in a championship series.
I mean, I hear, but it's a little different. Bryce Harper's been the chosen one since he was like 10.
Right, he has two NL MVPs.
Yeah, he's been like the chosen. Yeah.
You know what? You know, don't give me that MVP stuff. Let me tell you something. Baseball, to me, and I've been watching sports for 50-something years, baseball, to me, is the least important MVP. I mean, Mike Trout's got three of them. So what? I mean, you know, you got guys that won MVPs, and they haven't done squat. And then, for me, you know, they trade – I mean, he leaves Washington, and they win the World Series the next year without him. So he's not all that great.
But I think it just shows that only one player can only do so much in baseball. I mean, that's the reality.
Yeah, well, that's the excuse. I mean, before
that's the truth.
Two years ago, he just had a baby. You know, people need to stop me. I listen to your station. I get so – disgusted with people making excuses for this guy. I want to throw up in my mouth. I mean, people just keep this thing going. Every time you turn around, it's an excuse for Bryce Harper not coming through. If you don't come through, you don't come through.
But come through a lot. He's been a good Philly. They've been the last 2 years in a World Series and NLCS. It's not like he fails a lot.
He didn't. But the biggest moment of the stage. And you tell you this. I mean, you can come through in the NFL championship game. You can come through in the playoffs. But if you don't come through in the Super Bowl, Hugh, what does that mean?
You ain't doing a job.
Yeah, well, there it is. You know, oh, he wants more money. Oh, he deserves this. Oh, he had a kid. Oh, come on, stop it, please. The guy, let me tell you something. When I called your station when they signed Bryce Harper, and I said this, you know, the Phillies are going down a slippery road here by signing this guy, because now you got to start spending whenever this guy wants you to spend. And you got to become the Yankees or the Dodgers.
And that's what happened. And that's what has happened.
No, because they didn't really do much of the trade deadline. It doesn't seem like they
But since he got here, they signed Trey Turner. They signed Schwarber. They signed Castellanos. They spent a lot of money.
Yeah, but how many 300 million guys do you need to fail, Hugh?
But you say they have the best record in baseball. What, they haven't failed this year.
But they haven't won anything yet.
But the playoffs haven't started yet. What are they supposed to win right now?
Well, you know what? When they win, that's when we'll talk. But don't give me this narrative and these superlatives when they, you know, because they're the best record in June or July. I mean, come on.
Well, what are we supposed to do? Not react till October? I mean, like, that's not how it works. I mean, Rob, we preached the phone call. I mean, you could be skeptical they're going to win the whole thing. That's fine. But you could also acknowledge they've had a good season.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I hear where Rob's coming from, but Bryce Harper, I mean, he's been a phenomenal player. His whole career, like his whole baseball career, like he's been, like he has a body of work. Now, granted, he needs to win a World Series. He doesn't have that on his resume, but he does have a body of work.
All right, we have a statement here Jeff Fleury put out about Nick Foles. I'll read it to you before we hand it over to the afternoon guys. Quote, Nick Foles always carried himself with the utmost class and integrity, demonstrating through his actions, both on and off the field, what it meant to be a Philadelphia Eagle. I'm just going to interject. This is my commentary. That sounds like a number you retire. All right, continuing. He was the ultimate competitor, an inspiring teammate, a true representative of our city, and, of course, a Super Bowl champion. As important as he was under center, it was his positive demeanor, approachability, and kindness toward others that resonated with everyone and continues to speak to his great character. We congratulate the Foles family on Nick's celebrated career and retirement. Sounds like a number you retire.
Maybe.
That was a very nice statement.
I mean, it is his team. He do what he wants.
He can do what he wants. Well, that's absolutely true. All right. Hugh Douglas, we got ourselves a baseball game tonight, and it's a big one. Phillies and the Diamondbacks tonight out in Arizona.
And it's a little earlier.
Yeah, 9:40. It does feel a lot earlier than 10:10. Man, that is a late, late night start. All right, what do you think tonight? You think they're going to hit, continue, keep
going? Bryce Harper has a big night.
How about this? What if Bryce puts one in the pool in Arizona?
Ben, we don't need Gary Stubbs to say anything about the pool.
No, I'm good with Gary Stubbs not talking anyway, because that last time he talked in Arizona, it didn't work out. You guys enjoy the game tonight. Phillies Diamondbacks 9:40. Afternoon show is next. I'm sure they'll have a lot on Nick Foles and his retirement here. We're back tomorrow on a tri-day Friday.
Oh, it's Friday tomorrow?
The week's almost over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.